Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Black Lives Matter. They are a political advocacy group founded in 2013, according to their website, in response to the acquittal of Trayvon Martin's murderer. Never mind that the Zimmerman trial was a complete fraud, as Joel Gilbert put together in his book and film, The Trayvon Hoax, Unmasking the Witness Fraud That Divided America. BLM is a self-described global network which explains why protests and riots sprang up seemingly spontaneously all over the world after George Floyd's death. And starting in Minneapolis, they quickly spread to far-off locales like New Zealand, South Korea, and the United Kingdom. On their website, they state that they practice empathy, yet in 2017, this happened. A white teenager cowers in a corner, his hands bound with orange cord, and his mouth covered with tape. Four African Americans kick and hit him and slash at his scalp. As a cell phone camera captures their blurry images and broadcasts their ordeal on Facebook, they hurl racial insults and denounce President-elect Donald J. Trump. As reported by the New York Times, a hashtag linking the assault to the Black Lives Matter movement exploded on social media. Were the four attackers card-carrying members of Black Lives Matter? Did it even matter? Because remember, what you're being told right now is that every police officer, regardless of creed, color, religion, they're all white supremacists and racist based on the action of four cops in Minneapolis. Well, inaction by three cops and action of one cop. And generalizing can work both ways. Black Lives Matter claims that these noble goals we embody and practice justice, liberation, and peace in our engagements with one another. They are guided by the fact that all black lives matter. But then you get to ask the question, do they walk the walk or just talk the talk? What about Gregory Lewis? What about Tayona Loftin or Angelo Bronson? Do they matter? These are not and never will be household names like George Floyd. The Obama Foundation website won't feature their faces. Michelle Obama won't show pictures of any of them on her Instagram page. The Justice Brothers, Jesse and Al, won't be hustling their deaths. Benjamin Crump won't be representing any of their families, and Dr. Michael Biden won't be reviewing their autopsies. Members of Congress, while they culturally appropriate their words, African culture by putting a scarf around their shoulders, will not be taking a knee for any of them. And there certainly won't be widespread protests and riots over their deaths. But why not? Because these people were black American too. These poor souls were victims of another weekend in the killing fields of Chicago. And as the Chicago Sun-Times reported, 18 murders in 24 hours. Inside the most violent day in 60 years in Chicago. This was last weekend while millions were proclaiming around the world that Black Lives Matter. Max Kapitson, a senior research director at the University of Chicago Crime Lab, said, "We've never ever seen anything like it at all." But where are the Democrats on this? Where's the DNC media? Where's the woke celebrities and the athletes or any race hustlers showing the least bit of concern of what's happening to black people in Chicago? Where are the Obamas? This carnage occurred in their home city. Are any cable news networks going to stream their funerals live, or is there going to be more than one funeral for any of these people? Will Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot ban funeral gatherings of more than 10 for these individuals while encouraging gatherings of thousands of looters on Michigan Avenue? Why don't these black lives matter? That eats at me. That just this thought eats at me. These aren't simply statistics. These are real people. They were living their life, or they had their dreams. They had their families that they left behind. You had a hardworking father killed just before 1 a.m. You had a Westside High School student murdered 2 hours later. There was a man killed amid the Southside looting at a cell phone store at 12:30 p.m. And a college freshman who hoped to become a correctional officer was gunned down at 4:25 p.m. after getting into an argument in Inglewood. In 2016, Chicago was home to 653 murders, more than the total in New York City and L.A. combined. Who was the president again in 2016? Who had 8 years to fundamentally transform America when he wasn't busy lowering the sea levels? Interestingly, CNN reported correctly that Chicago's homicide rate decreases for the third straight year. Who's been president for the past 3 years? CNN isn't going to notice that association because Orange Man bad. But in their reporting, Trump is a racist and a white supremacist. So the declining murder rate must be due to Obama, despite it being much higher than, you know, when he was in office. They also made the same claims at CNN, crediting Trump's economy to Obama. And it's not just Chicago where black lives don't seem to matter. Look at the last 100 homicides in Baltimore. You have to only go back to mid-February of this year to hit the 100 mark. The race of most victims listed as unknown, yet, you know, 29 of the 100 were black people. Antoine Phillips, Jared Hill, and Tyrone Henderson were among the victims, but no one will be wearing a T-shirt showing their names or faces. Jesse and Al won't be at their funerals. Nancy Pelosi won't take a knee on their behalf. Why don't their lives matter? But since they're a global agency, you know, last January, 14 were killed by a roadside bomb in Burkina Faso, including 7 children. A week earlier, 35 people, mostly women, were killed in a terrorist attack. Do any of these black lives matter? Or the protest for them? Or the kneeling? Where was Michelle Obama, hashtag bring back our girls, hashtag she used as first lady, long before Donald Trump was a presidential candidate? And in the meantime, the very leftists that are out there taking a knee and wearing an African scarf, these are the same ones that sing the praises of Planned Parenthood, founded by eugenicist Margaret Sanger, whose goal was to exterminate the Negro population. Their abortion clinics are disproportionately located in zip codes with higher percentages of black Americans and Hispanic Americans than the state's overall percentage. In New York City, homes to some of the worst rioting, while blacks make up 25% of the population, 46% of abortions were black babies. So more black babies were killed by abortion in New York City than were born alive. By contrast, white people make up 44% of the New York City population, but only account for 12% of the abortions. Why don't the lives of aborted black children matter? Will these protests cause a surge in Chinese coronavirus cases? Where are the protests occurring and who will be the most affected? See, when I say all lives matter, I mean all lives. And I want to know why we're jerry-picking the ones that we're going to put on T-shirts and follow around the country and lay to rest with a whole lot of fanfare, when you've got a whole bunch of just regular people that were just like, you know, Mr. Floyd, as far as living their life and everything else, that die in very violent circumstances as well, and nobody seems to care about them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, let's talk a little bit about no-knock raids. No-knock raids or no-knock warrants. They have a purpose. The purpose is to preserve evidence. The purpose is to save someone in a pinch if there's an exigent circumstance that is occurring as they pull up on it. However, you wouldn't know about a warrant. You wouldn't be getting a warrant and rolling up on an exigent circumstance unless you were really coming up to a really bad place. No-knock warrants are almost rubber-stamped, it seems like, when you look at how many people seem to get them. And they serve them on a bunch of people that don't require no-knock warrants. Here's an example of a no-knock warrant. A team of officers bust into a West Side apartment with handguns and rifles drawn on the family and terrifying two young boys, including 9-year-old Peter Mendez. He and his family had been packing boxes, prepping to move when police stormed in looking for heroin and cocaine. Police handcuffed Peter's dad, Gilbert Mendez, on the floor of the kitchen, then they got him up and walked him onto the room where his boys were sitting. When the children saw the handcuffs around their dad's wrist, they panicked even more. CBS 2, they were investigating this in Chicago, and they showed the video to Sheila Betty, a Northwestern University law professor who's part of the Chicago police consent decree negotiations. She was part of that. She said there's no reason why these children have to see their father handcuffed. And, using force, like pointing a gun at somebody is using force. Now, this wrong raid story, they were at the wrong place. The people they were actually trying to break in on to serve this no-knock warrant were upstairs. That particular raid took place this past August. Around the same time, another bad raid took place and was partially recorded by a neighbor. And video shows a SWAT team, including an armored vehicle, surrounding Ebony Tate's house. Tate said, "It was just fear. I didn't want to make the wrong move because I didn't know what was happening." Once again, police had the wrong address and held more children at gunpoint, including a 13-year-old boy, which frightened his mother and grandmother, Cynthia Eason. Eason said, "If he had had to move, tripped, or anything, who's to say what the cop would have done?" Then the CBS investigators uncovered a pattern of officers getting warrants with bad addresses signed off on by their superiors, prosecutors, and judges. And even before these two bad raids, there was another one. In January 2017, Sharnia Phillips says a SWAT team busted through her door and came close to injuring her. They used a tank and rammed the door. If I had stepped over one inch, I would have been right behind that door. They also used a flashbang grenade and tore through a place looking for a stash of assault rifles with laser scopes. All they found was a .38 caliber Ruger. And Ms. Phillips said that, which I had a license to have that. She is a parole officer. Elia. Phillips' attorney, Peter Cantwell, says she had been holding her gun, she would have been shot. But he also said this is irresponsible, it's reckless, and it's reckless disregard. Another troubling pattern involves officers and supervisors apparently failing to follow multiple department rules during raids. These families, when these raids and warrants were served, the police refused to tell them why they were being raided and waited until they were done searching before even turning over the warrants. Ebony Tate said they gave me the search warrant after they tore up the house. Sharnia Phillips said they never showed me a warrant until after 2 hours. In the Mendez case, the family says police were well into their search before they turned over the warrant. One officer on police body camera said, "You're going to get a copy of the search warrant. I'm going to bring you guys a copy of the search warrant." Chicago Police Department rules say warrants need to be turned over promptly. Had that been done, then the police would have known that they were in the wrong house. Hester Mendez looked at that and he said, "They live upstairs. That's the couple upstairs. And even more egregious in their case, police can be heard in the body cam footage whispering about raiding the wrong place. One officer said he gave us the wrong blanking apartment. He gave us the wrong apartment. Bad information from a confidential informant, information they were supposed to be to independently investigate and verify before they go get the warrant, before they say, this is where we got to go. Officer Joseph Capello is the cop who got the warrant approved. He and another officer joked about the bad raid. Just throw a party for me, said Capello, while being reminded he got the warrant. Another officer said, you signed off on it. Despite knowing they were in the wrong place, despite knowing that this was not the perpetrators they were looking for, they kept searching the bedroom, kitchen, and bathroom. Sheila Betty said at this point they had got no legal basis for being in the apartment. Imagine that they were hoping to find something that would allow them to have some sort of justification for continuing to search. The Mendez and Tate family have the same attorney. He said you don't cut corners on the procedural safeguards that are meant to protect citizens' Fourth Amendment rights under the Constitution against illegal searches and illegal seizures. After these break-ins, the CPD did nothing to pay for the repairs or replace items they broke, including electronics and toys. Nobody tried to fix anything. The final indignity to Phillips and Easton, they said, police went above and beyond to treat them badly, even denying them clothing. Phillips said police forced her outside in third-degree weather in her pajamas. Easton said police forced her outside in front of her neighbors in her T-shirt and underwear. While I was sitting there, one officer, he was laughing at me. She asked for clothing, and he said no. I asked two more times, and he said no. If you want to look at something that could be reformed, the first thing that we should be looking at reforming would probably be these no-knock warrants, like the one that killed Breonna Taylor in Louisville. That would be a good start. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump pushed back against presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden for claiming the commander-in-chief would try to steal the upcoming election.
Look, Joe's not all there. Everybody knows it. And it's sad when you look at it and you see it. You see it for yourself. He's created his own sanctuary city in the basement of wherever he is. And he doesn't come out. Certainly if I don't win, I don't win. I mean, you know, go on and do other things, I think it would be a very sad thing for our country.
Furthermore, on Fox News, President Trump said that Americans are getting a glimpse of liberal policies in the wake of the protests against George Floyd's police-involved death.
Joe Biden told host Trevor Noah that he's absolutely convinced that the military will escort him from the White House if he refuses to concede. This is USA Radio News. The 75-year-old man who was shoved to the ground by police at a protest in Buffalo, New York, has suffered a brain injury and is facing a new normal, according to his attorney. The video of social justice activist Martin Gugino being pushed at a protest June 4th outside City Hall became one of the most viewed examples of police violence sparked by the death of George Floyd. Gugino has been hospitalized since the incident, which led to charges of second-degree assault and suspension without pay for Buffalo officers Robert McCade and Aaron Torgalski. Both officers have pleaded not guilty. North Korea said it's pulling away from its relationship with the United States 2 years after a historic handshake between President Donald Trump and the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore, saying there have been no actual improvements in ties. Never again will we provide the U.S. chief executive with another package to be used for achievements without receiving any returns, according to North Korea's foreign minister. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, on top of this, on top of what's going on with the George Floyd situation, which that's been pretty much hijacked by Antifa, which is the paramilitary arm of the Democratic Party, we found out something about the Breonna Taylor case earlier. Breonna Taylor was not doing anything wrong. She was asleep in her home when the police busted through. She didn't survive the encounter despite no evidence of her being armed, much less a threat to law enforcement. Her death, followed by the death soon after of George Floyd, compounded to make the outrage over what many see as racist policing burn hotter. In the wake of Taylor's death, though, it became very important that the investigation be as transparent and fair as humanly possible. The people of Louisville needed to see definitively that the system was working for them and not just there to protect police from the fallout of their mistakes. And their report that they just released about the incident doesn't do that at all. So we get this from 3 months after Louisville Metro police officers fatally shot Breonna Taylor. In her South End apartment, the department has released the incident report from that night, except it is almost entirely blank. The four-page report lists the time, date, case number, incident, location, and the victim's name, Breonna Shaquille Taylor, as well as the fact that she is a 26-year-old black female. But it redacts Taylor's street number, apartment number, and date of birth, all of which been widely reported. It lists her injuries as none. Let me say that again. It lists her injuries as none, even though she was shot at least 8 times and died on her hallway floor in a pool of blood, according to attorneys and her family. It lists the charges as death investigation, LMPD involved, but checks the no box under forced entry, even though the officers used a battering ram to knock in her apartment door. But the most important portion of the report, the narrative of events that spells out what happened March the 13th, only had 2 words, PIU investigation. And the rest of the report was blank. Apparently, the Louisville Metropolitan Police Department thinks transparent in this context means that you don't get to see a damn thing. And I am very pro-law enforcement officer, trust me on that. But, you know, how do I cover this up? This is the serving of the warrant. The way they did it was a fail. It was massive. It was bad. They killed. I mean, I don't have a child that age now. My youngest child is 29 years old. I can't imagine somebody telling me that one of my kids got killed by the cops serving a no-knock raid, and then this is what I get. For that trouble, for that, you know, I'm trying to make sense of it, and they release this nonsense. This report smacks of cover-up, saying that Taylor was uninjured despite reportedly being shot 8 times. Does anybody think that rings true? Meanwhile, with anti-police animosity at an all-time high, it was on the LMPD to handle things right. All they had just one job in this. They needed to desperately, if for no other reason than to quell the unrest in the city that's still simmering. And now all they've managed to do was tell those with the resentments that they were right. They were right to distrust the police. Now, they might not explode and riot over this one document, but they are priming the powder keg, and at this point, the only outcome that could prevent further unrest are charges against the officers involved. I honestly don't see how anything less will soothe the animosity. And that is also going to be on the Louisville Metropolitan Police Department. And that's not how it should work. The officers should get a fair investigation without anyone having to worry about public sentiment. And yet this report, a report that has so little information as to be laughable, changes that to some degree. And I'm not saying the officers should be charged regardless of their innocence, only that now people aren't open to them actually being innocent. In fairness, many probably weren't from the start, but still, this isn't helping. This kind of thing is only going to make things worse. It's already hard to be a cop, and they are not helping their own cause. It is without a doubt this is the worst kind of thing that could have happened in this particular event. Because I'm pro-law enforcement, when I see this kind of unforced error on their part, it just makes me cringe. Let me explain to you what the big conundrum here is. When you see a police officer, you should not be afraid. Nobody should be afraid of a police officer. Unless you're a criminal. I can see that. But if you're just walking about during your day, you should not have to be in fear of a police officer. And you certainly should not go to bed and wake up to them blasting through your door with a battering ram and starting a firefight because your boyfriend is out there thinking, somebody just broke into the house, I got to go defend, which is what he did. I think he wounded one of the officers, and, you know, I don't know if they announced the, you know, police when they came through the door. I don't know if they have any body cam footage. That would be interesting to find out. I want to see about the body cam footage. But it boils down to this. When you have a chance to do the right thing, you should just go ahead and do it. And if there was malfeasance of office, you know, if there was malfeasance on the part of these police officers, if somebody signed off on the warrant, they should be going after the one that signed off on the warrant, the ones that got the intel and everything else. They should be complicit. And then these that actually served the warrant, well, if they had bad information and everything else, I'm willing to think a little bit about it. But after this report, not so much. Because if we're looking at you, law enforcement, and you get out there and you know that you stepped on a rake when you did this. If you know it, and we know it, and you've got innocent people dead, then the least you could do is outline what happened. Because we can tell. We can tell what happened. We know enough. You broke in on the wrong house, and you killed an innocent woman who was asleep. Her boyfriend, he got up quick enough and was able to shoot at you. And that triggered everything, but you apparently did not announce who you were. And now things are worse. I truly hate an unforced error. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, let's talk about this square space they've taken there, the six-block area in Seattle, which I have two affiliates in Seattle, KITZ and KGTK. And they'll listen to this later on tonight. Right now, Antifa and Black Lives Matter are in sort of an argument over this because Black Lives Matter is claiming Antifa has hijacked the cause, which is in fact correct. I'm not a big Black Lives Matter fan, but they're not the ones causing all of this stuff. This is Antifa. Right now in Seattle, in, what is this? They call this CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. You have armed individuals roaming inside there that are both, you know, they're playing warlord, like Raz Simone, the warlord there. And at the same time, they're extorting people that have maybe have their shops there or something to get money because they're not actually autonomous. I don't understand why they use the term autonomous. Now, what they're doing is they don't want any opposing viewpoints. They believe they think that the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone should be only for the people as long as they don't have any opposing viewpoints. But, you know, we've seen a couple of places like that. They're called China and North Korea. And I thought they were against walls. So why did they build a wall? So how is this ideological utopia going? And, well, they lost their food to the homeless population. I've already talked about Laura Cook. I'm not going to talk about her no more. But, you know, the... and Laura Cook, her actual Twitter, handle is Anarchomastia. And her bio reads, she/they lesbian anarchist. abolish whiteness, capitalism, and civilization. This makes me cry. I wonder where she's 18 years old. They have taken over a part of Seattle where it is completely paved over, so they can't grow their own food. They can't maintain any sort of self-sustaining society. So they brought in food to be free to all, but apparently didn't account for what would happen. So are they going to also, LARP their own Starbucks for their lattes? I wonder if it might have taught even one of them a lesson about wealth redistribution and why their ideology is flawed. And now they're trying to deny this and pretend it's a fake tweet that went out about the food being stolen by the homeless. But that's all beside the point. You're not autonomous if you can't provide for yourselves. Now, given these protests, which are actually riots that have swept the country over the past 2 weeks, and the feckless handling of said riots by leftist mayors and governors, the fact that Seattle permitted this to occur is not surprising, but it is heartbreaking because there's a lot of regular people that live in this six-block area around this police precinct. Now, Seattle's mayor, who's about the weakest individual I've ever seen in my life, Jenny Durkan, all but encouraged the takeover of her city when she proclaimed, "Keeping demonstrations peaceful must be a joint effort between our community members and law enforcement. I'm hopeful that tonight, with these operational changes, our city can peacefully move forward together." And the operational change, which was a euphemism for letting the thugs overrun her city and confiscate a seven-block section of the Capitol Hill District of Seattle. That was letting, that was the operational change. Seattle, unfortunately, along with Portland and other hard-left-run cities, has long been a cesspool of minimally tepid, if not enthusiastic, support for Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And while people on social media were clamoring for the president to send in the National Guard and reclaim the city, there might be, instead of doing that, maybe we should do one thing just for a moment. Maybe we should just slow this down. Just hang on a minute before we do that. Let's just hold on a second. I say, let the people of Seattle stew in their own excrement. The challenge in our current debate, which is not really a debate, because whenever facts are presented, the left shuts down dialogue, and then you're called a racist, is that the media have glorified the most heinous acts of in urban centers throughout the country in the name of justice. But it's not about justice. It's about rubbing raw the sores of discontent, as Saul Alinsky asserted in The Rules for Radicals. And rubbing these sores, as their tactic goes, energizes the most radical element of the movement. Seattle suburbanites have been tacitly down with the struggle as they had wanted to present their wokeness bona fides to their more radical leftist brethren. These woke suburbanites need to be exposed. So let's let Antifa have as much land mass as they can acquire through the weekend, invite as many of its brethren to enter the autonomous zone as it wishes, then cordon off their booty and blockade any and all raw materials and supplies from entering the zone. See, we've had experience with this before. It was a city called Berlin. Set up a checkpoint a la East Berlin and require any and all of those wishing to return to America to pledge allegiance to our Constitution and our flag. Those unwilling to re-enter civil society can remain in the autonomous zone until they come to their senses or perish. Vive la Révolution, right? I don't understand why in this country today people don't understand when they have an election and they vote for somebody that's out there saying, "I'm going to give you this, I'm going to give you this, I'm going to do this." You actually need to do a little critical thinking and look at this thing and say, can this person in this position, if we elect them, can they actually do what we want? But that hasn't happened in a long time. And so then you get a city like Seattle that, has so many layers of this now that they don't remember the last time somebody did some critical thinking. And what they're doing and what they have going on is a leftist mess. You've got the chief of police, Chief Best, and the mayor, Mayor Durkin. Neither one of them will say they were actually the ones that said, okay, pull back and leave the precinct. It just happened, I guess. It just, you know. Nobody said it. Nobody gave permission to make it happen. Nobody tried to put anything out there, but it just happened. It just happened. And now they walk in there, and I've seen some of these people walking in there and we're trying to walk around and all this other stuff, and it's a pretty bad place to go. But the reason this is important is that when they get tired of the left, of these leftist cities, they may be coming to the neighborhoods. They may look at this and think, you guys are pushovers. I don't think you're pushovers. I'm not a pushover. But in the case of Seattle, I say let the suburbanites enjoy what they voted for. Because this is what they voted for. In Minneapolis, that's what they voted for. They voted for leadership that counts. I'm sure it was something like that when the elections were happening. So, sorry to see it happen, but at the same time, some of these cities, I know these cities are better than this, but you can't prove it by the people they elect. And by the way, if you keep trying the same thing over and over again and expect a different result, that is the definition of insanity. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. Honored to be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.